Chris.
Marcus.
We are back. It is Little Pocket Awareness. You guys already know what to do. Follow us on Twitter at ALPA underscore QB1. On Instagram, same thing, at ALPA underscore QB1. Also, A Little Pocket Awareness on Facebook. And, of course, always hit the subscribe button on iTunes and download on Spotify, please. You guys already know what to do. And then follow us on Twitter as well, at the Mark Jarrett NFL for me, at King Manelos for Chris. I know it's been a long hiatus. Some people have been asking about the show. You had some sickness, and Chris lost his, it got a new phone. A lot of things happened. Life,
man. Life happened.
Yeah, it was.
It has nothing to do with how bad our football teams are.
Yeah, well, a little bit to do with that, Chris. A little bit to do with that. My team's really bad. I mean, your team is young, at least. Your team is like has like.
I got an excuse because they're young.
Yeah. You're at least young. They have a lot of second year wide receivers. They could really take a next step in the third year. I mean, wide receivers have sometimes they take a little bit. You got Jaden Reed out there, right?
Davante Adams had a very poor second year of his career.
There's still time. There's time to grow. Jordan Love. I think he's still gonna get another year. I think he's gonna get another year of this offense. Give up on him that quick.
I'm with you. I will not give up on Jordan Love this season. I've seen some pretty awful offensive line playing. They've regressed severely this year as an offensive line. Young wide receivers, young tight ends. Lots of drops in this last 2 weeks. Some of these interceptions are, balls that the wide receivers should be coming down with, or at least knocking down. It's been very, very weird to see. I mean, these are NFL football players. The mistakes that they're making on the offensive line, and I don't care how young you are as a receiver, there's just some things that you're supposed to know. It was a little weird today. They traded Rasul Douglas on the defensive side of the ball. Not sure how I feel about that. He is now a Buffalo Bill. We sent Rasul in a fifth rounder to Buffalo for a third round pick. So that was a little unusual.
Yeah.
I hate the bend don't break defense that Barry plays. It drives me through the roof. I hate how they're babying Aaron Jones. They won't give him the ball. He's on a pitch count. If you're going to keep him on a pitch count, keep him out of the damn game. That offense only succeeds when Aaron Jones gets the ball 20 times or more a game. And A.J. Dillon is showing to be a very large bust. So there's a lot going on around Jordan Love. I'm not putting it on him. He's had a few flashes. He's made some interesting decisions, but it's a grow year for me. I still believe that they're going to do something dumb. They're going to win nine games and not have a good draft pick. Cause that's just how it works. The Packers don't end up in the top five very often.
They're 2-6 now, right? Are they 2-6 or 2-5? Yeah.
I think 2-5, 2-5. Cause we came off the bye week.
Yeah. 2-5. So, I mean, you're kind of like, you kind of look like my team is. Yeah. But let's say, at least you guys are young. You guys have some young upside to look forward to. There's some young players. Jordan Love, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Jordan Love could get better after week 10. It just could pick up for him,
Well, so that's what happened last season, too. So it picked up right in the back half of the year.
Yeah. My favorite thing about Jordan Love, because he's the opposite of Garoppolo. Garoppolo shakes in the pocket. Jordan Love is just he just doesn't care about pressure to the point where he doesn't care. He needs to care a little bit more about it. He needs to feel it. He's just oblivious to it so much.
Yeah, he holds.
And he's so cool. He's too cool. Yeah, he's too cool back there. That's what I say. You're too cool, bro. There is pressure coming. You can feel it. You don't have to act. I know you're just chilling.
Bakhtiari blocking.
Yeah, he's just man. Let me. Yeah, there's eight guys around me. It's closing in. I don't care. I could just get this ball. It's just funny to watch.
You're right. That's very true. That's very, very true.
You're too cool, bro. I know pressure. It doesn't bother you to get hit. I know. I love how tough you are. I love it. But there's pressure coming. Get rid of the ball, bro. Like, I think that's my problem with Jordan Love. Is like, he's so oblivious
I think he wants to, but his receivers are running the same routes and getting in the way of each other and not going where they need to go. I know you've seen some of those clips.
Yeah, I know.
It's been tough.
The drops. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you know what I'm talking team. About, though.
I just know. I don't even know what's going on with my team. It's more because when I watched the film, because I just finished it, because it was quick, of course, it was like 45 plays. The problem with my team is like, they were running the ball well for like the first time, and they just didn't run the ball the second half. They would go like, they would get a first down run, and they go second and five, right? And then they want to go play action with Jimmy Garoppolo. He has not been playing well. What are you doing? The only good drive you had is when he threw the ball like on two screens and a bootleg. And he ran the ball the rest of the time. And they were able to run the ball all game. And they were just like, we're not going to do this. You know what? We're not going to run the ball anymore. We're going to throw the ball with a guy who started off 1 for 6. Like, you got to have a feel for the game, too. You know what I mean? Like, it's just – and then the throw he missed to Devontae.
Which one?
Well, the first one
– he had him for a 98-yard touchdown and threw it out of bounds. Then he had him for, like, a 75-yarder and threw it out of bounds.
As he said, fair, the first one, he was under pressure. I'll be fair there. I'll be fair. I mean, he chucked and ducked, which only Eli Manning and Kyle Murray could do that. Those are the only two guys I've seen that can chuck and duck and actually throw accurate pass. It's two guys in the history of quarterback watching I've ever seen. Those are the only two. Who else, Chris? Who else chucks it? Eli Manning chucked and ducked, like one of the best throws ever.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is pretty good at the chuck and duck.
Not as consistent as Eli Manning. He's the greatest chuck and duck ever, bro. Like, he literally chucked the duck up dime right. to the perfectly the sideline between two defenders.
In the Super Bowl. You're talking about the Mario Manningham, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A chuck and duck. And that's what Garoppolo tried to do, but you can't. You're not Eli Manning, man. Only Eli Manning can do the chuck and duck. And he threw it out of bounds. Because literally, I mean, if he tried to stand in there and take the hit, it probably just would have floated, but Adam was so open, he probably just would have, like, fell under it.
He would have gone up and at least knocked it down so that the defender doesn't get an easy interception.
Or at least he catches it and he goes like for like 70 and the guy maybe catches him or something, right? Something. I don't know. But the second one was egregious because one, I think Adams with the play design, Adams was expecting the ball to be thrown to like the 30. So like he takes the move inside because they were playing the dig. That's, you know, Josh, that's all Josh McDaniels does is run digs. So Cam Sutton, you see earlier in the game, he was like, and what the Bears did too, that's how the Bears shut him down, is that they would just play inside leverage and dare you to throw outside the numbers. So they just play inside leverage. So I guess, I don't know, Devontae was went to Josh, like, Josh, they're playing the digs. Let's do a double move. So he does a fake double move, and then Cameron Sutton is still running this way. Because he's playing a dig, and Adams is running this way. But Garoppolo tries to throw it before, like, he tries to anticipate it. But Garoppolo throws it to the 20. I mean, they're on the 40. And I'm telling you, Chris, I mean, Devontae was thinking he was playing with Aaron Rodgers. I can tell when I'm watching the film, because he goes inside, and he goes out. He's expecting that ball to be, like, right at the 30. So he's expecting to track the ball in the air right at the 30. Then he looks up, and he realizes, oh, my God, this dude's throwing it to the 10, like I run a 4-3. And so he starts trying to chase it.
Oh, man.
I couldn't believe it, bro. Watching it. Like, all that was like a, you didn't, like, I don't know why he threw it so far. Like, what do you think was going to happen?
It's like he didn't have an offseason at all with Devontae.
Oh, they stole it to the 30 because Devontae's like, looking at it, he's like, yeah, I'm just going to track this ball right to the 30. Yeah, I'm going to just walk into it. No. He's like, oh, no. That was one of the worst throws I've ever seen. There's this guy's wide open all game, man. It was the first play of the game. He has a 30-yard check down to his left. If he just checks it down to Austin Hooper, who's nobody on. Austin Hooper's like this.
Hands up. Throw me the ball. Jump it down.
On the 4th and 2, later, like in the first quarter, there's like three guys like this. Like Josh Jacobs is like this. He looks right at Josh.
Oh, that's gotta be
like, so 2 yards right here.
Oh no. Oh no.
Anyways, today, guys, enough of Raiders and Packers being depressing.
MVP race, big guy.
MVP race. That's all right. The Raiders just bothered me the hell. They bothered me the hell, man. I'm upset about it. They weren't supposed to be this. You know, if they're bad on defense, all right, man, that's cool, fine. We expected that. But they're halfway decent on defense. They're like average.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting.
Max Crosby's a beast. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, of course, you guys know how we do the MVP over here. We go by adjusted net yards per attempt, which it strikes again last year. Patrick Mahomes finished second, continued the top five, top six. It's usually top six because Cam Newton top had to six. Run it for the year. Cam Newton had to run it 1 year. Thank you, Cam. But
you already know my feelings about that.
Yes. Yeah, so we got some interesting leaders here. We're going to go with the top 10 like we always do, right? So kind of gives us who's running the MVP race, who's going to be in there, who's going to be in the mix at the end of the season, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, which I find is interesting. I first want to start off, there's only five guys over seven, which is
– seven's that benchmark number. Seven's that benchmark number. Typically, if you're over seven, that's where – You're supposed to be playing some elite football over seven.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean,
you're saying five of the 10 are over seven. Mm-hmm.
Over eight is two guys.
Two. Okay. So those are our horses right now.
I mean, kind of.
Well, you're going to say their names. I'm going to get angry.
Yeah, you're going to get pretty angry. I mean, a lot of things are down. I mean, there's only seven guys over 100 passer rating right now. I actually think that's weird for the NFL right now. Oh. That's super weird. So, I mean, even that, I mean, if you want to go, I know you hate QBR, Chris, but I like it. I know you hate it.
No.
But there's QBR only
is a fake stat. It doesn't count. I don't want to hear it, Marcus. You leave that out of here.
All right. Well, I mean, there's only 13 guys. I mean, there's more guys over 60 this year than there was last year, so I'll give them that. But there's more guys running for first downs and stuff like that. And Gardner Minshew has a 64.7. What the hell is that about? What's that?
Gardner's keeping that season alive, baby.
See, I like how Pro Football Football Reference added success rate, which I like that stat. It kind of shows how success consistent rate? The guys are. But there's only three guys over 50%. Basically, on first down, you get 40% on a throw. On second down, you get 60% of the yards, and on third down, you get the full yards.
Okay.
So I like that stat. But there's only three guys over 50%. Nobody's really playing that well. Quarterback's coming down,
That's really true, dude. Every season, the NFL just gets – it's a worse and worse product on the field.
Because look at this, man. There is three guys. Five guys with over 15 touchdowns, okay? Now, we're halfway through the season. How many guys are hitting 30?
It's going to be – what I'm hoping is that because now they're into it, they're grooving, they're playing, we're talking about November, December football. I hope we see a better product on the field and these guys are finally finding their groove and, playing real ball. That's my hope.
They're so young, bro. I think that the league's full of young quarterbacks right now. That's true. We're playing 17 games, and we might have we're gonna have three guys with over 30 touchdowns. That's crazy. I think the running game's coming back a lot more too. The running game is coming back a lot more, and people are running the ball more.
That two-high defense that was popular for forever.
Yeah, I mean, it still will be as long as Patrick Mahomes.
Force the hand.
Okay. Yeah. It did. All right. So let's talk about some notables outside of it. Joe Burrow is on the creep up. So
outside the top 10?
Yeah, outside the top 10. I just want to talk about a couple guys outside the top 10. That's all. That I feel like might creep back up in there. I think Burrow's coming. Right, what did he say? I pause on that one. I pause myself. But It's fine. Oh, actually, no, Joe Burrow, he's nowhere close to that. Sorry. Sorry, guys. He's 23rd, so.
23rd?
Yeah, he's 23rd. 4.98, oh. Right? Adjusted net yard. No, yeah, yeah. Good. No, five. Wow. I'm sorry. He's at five. My bad. He's at five, but just net yards per attempt. I mean, he started really bad, bro. You know, he had his first real good game. I mean, he's had two good games all year. Like, he had a good game last week, and then he had a good game against the Cardinals, but he didn't play that well against the Seahawks. His YPA is 5.7, bro. He's not playing.
And that's a guy that wants to chuck the ball down the field.
Yeah. I think he's decided to use his legs a lot more. So it's like his first year.
He's hobbling on one leg. He's got one calf that works. That's it.
He's healed now, man. He's making plays with his – he has to make plays with his legs now because everybody's playing – because last year he decided he wanted to get rid of the ball in 2.1 seconds. And the league was like, okay, you're going to get rid of the ball in 2.1 seconds. We're just going to come and tackle you guys. And now he's trying to make plays again. He's like basically going back and forth between seasons. So we're seeing second-year Joe Burrow this year. Third-year Joe Burrow was Tom Brady. Now he's going back to being Russell Wilson. So he's like, I got to go back because I got to make plays now.
I got you.
So next year we see Tom Brady, Joe Burrow, when the league adjusts back to stopping him again. So they confused me there, guys. I'm sorry. I thought Joe Burrow was higher there. But Dak Prescott is out of it.
What, 12?
He's playing pretty decent football.
Okay.
Pretty good football.
You love to give him credit.
I mean, he's a 71% percentage, 10 touchdowns, you know. 200, you know. I mean, it's not – he's playing well. I think he's playing pretty damn well overall. I think he's, you know, he had his best game of the year last week. I mean, what does it matter? It always matters against the Rams. I mean, they're 5-2, man. They're winning. They're a good team. They got a big test this week. We'll check them out. So Dak, he's at 11. Russell Wilson's at 12. Russ is playing pretty well.
Russ might be in the kitchen. I'll say Russ is in the kitchen. I'm not gonna say he's cooking. I'm gonna say he's in the kitchen though.
He's fourth in the league in touchdowns, bro.
I know. That's why he's in the kitchen, sir.
Yeah, he's having a pretty good year they went out and they beat the Chiefs last week. I think he's getting a second year in Sean Payton's office. They ain't drafting nobody. I think he's earned it.
No. I agree with the numbers
he's putting up. He's only got four interceptions. I mean, he's kind of back to himself,
in my opinion. Yeah, his numbers are looking good. He's in the kitchen. I'll let Russ get in the kitchen. He's not cooking yet. He's in the kitchen though.
Yeah, he's doing his thing, man. I'm like, hey, all right. See, that's the thing. Like, with a quarterback like Russell Wilson, I mean, he's not going to be awful. You know what I mean? Because for like multiple years,
what an absolute flop that would have been. Like, it's honestly like it's still. Like I said, he's in the kitchen, but Pete Carroll, man. Underestimated as a coach.
Yeah, 100%. Geno Smith, he's 15th. So, I mean, he's playing pretty well, but it's not. He's playing top 50 quarterback football. But,
Geno's just not making any mistakes. He's not playing as good as he was last year.
The other interesting top 15 guy is Baker Mayfield. He's in here. And just in the
is Baker interesting for you?
Yeah, he's interesting now.
Because didn't we have a conversation preseason about Baker Mayfield? Didn't I mention something about Baker Mayfield being in a better offense?
He's playing all right, man. I'm not gonna get too crazy with it. I'm kind of surprised.
I'm not trying to get crazy. I just want to point out that this was a conversation.
He must not be getting sacked or something. Yeah, he was 11 sacks. I'm like, why is he this high? He's not taking any sacks. Okay, that's fair. All right, and then Trevor Lawrence is 13. So Trevor Lawrence is
not playing well, in my opinion.
He's playing all right.
He's playing okay.
Yeah, he only has 9 touchdowns.
I had higher expectations for him.
Hell yeah. He only has 9 touchdowns, bro. That's it.
And they're on the bye week this week.
And I bet every pick he's thrown is inside the 20.
I think you're 1,000% right.
All right. Let's get to the top 10 here. Let's get it started. So, guy number 10 is Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, yeah. He is at 6.45. Jalen Hurts has 13 touchdowns. He also has 8 interceptions, though, which is, like, already more than he had last year. Yeah. And his success rate is pretty low, 46.2, in my opinion. That's kind of low. But he has a lot of yards per game. Like, he's throwing a lot of yards. He's I think he is.
They're throwing a lot more than they did last year.
Yeah, he is 7th in yards right now. So, I mean, he's going to hit 4,000. He's on pace to hit 4,000 right now. I think he's improved as a passer. He still has a high completion percentage. I think since they're throwing more, and you know, he likes to throw downfield, and he's aggressive. He's good throwing more interceptions. It just makes sense. I mean, you don't like the interception percentage being around 3, so 2.8, but I mean, so is Josh Allen's. So I don't know.
We'll talk about him later, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I mean, he has a good YPA, man. He's passer rating's decent, 94.3. So you know, I think Jalen Hurts is having a good year. I think he's, you know, good leader driving that team. You know, of course they got the tush push. That's all they need. If it's 4th and 1, they're getting the first down. So they got the tush push. They play great defense over there. Got a good pass rush, good secondary, and he's still set up for success. And he still has one of the best offensive lines in football. Because his adjusted net yards per attempt would be higher if he didn't have 19 sacks. Because, I mean, his sack percentage is actually lower than it used to be. So, I mean, he's getting better there, I guess. Usually he gets sacked.
That offense is built for that man. It is built for him.
Mm-hmm.
He will continue to have success as long as he has the people running the ship that he's got right now.
Yeah.
That's just
I mean, Shane Stichen left, and Shane Stichen doing a pretty good job with Gardner Minshew. So, I mean, obviously Sirianni has some play in this because Sirianni has a lot to do with
Sirianni for sure has it. So Jalen's gonna be there because of that system.
just side note, I just want to point out how
we're gonna talk about.
I just want to point out how Desmond Ridder leads the league in game-winning drives. Fourth quarter.
Does he really? Oh my god! I mean, we talked. You were listening.
Sucks for 3 quarters. College,
what did we talk? 3 quarters, awful. 4th quarter, the man. Bro got benched. He got benched.
I know, because before the 4th quarter, he got benched.
Exactly.
I'm dying at this. He has 4. He leads the league in game winning drives. All right. Back to Justin Ness yards per attempt. So yeah, Jalen Hurts, I think he's having a really good year. Consistently good. You know, I think Chris, he can't get mad at my 7 rating from the beginning of the year. I think it's fair. I think he's a consistent top 10 quarterback at this point.
He's consistent because he's in the right place to play that quarterback position.
I mean, that's yeah, man. I mean, so is Joe Montana.
Two quarterbacks in the league that it's.
So is Montana, Chris. So was Montana.
Get out of here. You know what? Move on to number 9. I don't want to hear this out of you.
So was Montana, bro.
Just mad that he was a Niner and a Chief. That's your Raider hate.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. I mean, is Montana anything? I mean, Steve Young, bro. How do you look at
Go to number 9.
I'm just saying. All right. Number 9 is Patrick Mahomes. So Mahomes, who doesn't have any wide receivers to throw to, we're starting to see, you know, if Travis Kelce, you know, doesn't have Taylor Swift watching, how he looks. So, I mean, Taylor Swift didn't make it to Denver. So, you know, they didn't put on a show for Taylor. You know, I'd be fair. He had the flu last game.
He had the flu. To be fair, played a flu game.
No. Played a flu game, right? I just think that he can get hot though. He can get hot. I mean, he's not that far off from being like top 5, but he can get hot. I believe so. Mahomes, you know, he's playing a little up. It's hard for me to say. Like, is he playing bad? Is Patrick Mahomes playing bad football? No. He's still playing elite football.
He's still playing elite football, but also because of the fact that these wide receivers are not what he's used to, that interception number continues to climb.
Mm-hmm.
The one problem that I had with Patrick Mahomes when he was coming out was that Brett Favre comparison where he's turning the ball over. And there's a lot of turnovers lately, a lot of them. So he needs to start limiting his mistakes.
Yeah, I agree with that. He has limited his mistakes, but I mean, I think he's got to continue to try to make plays too.
He's still, sure, but he's got to be smarter with the football.
Yeah, I agree. He's just still, not throwing as many touchdowns.
He's still the elite of the elite. Like, dude is what he is because he's good, but we're starting to see the questions that were there start to surface.
I mean, he's always going to be aggressive, so I really don't care about that. I mean, what are you going to do at this point? He's going to be aggressive. Like, don't be aggressive, Patrick Mahomes. Like,
I'm not going to say don't be aggressive. I'm not going to tell that man what to do. I just clean it up a little. Just clean it up a little.
I'm always amazed how he doesn't get sacked. Like, just how much, really? Like, he runs and scrambles. I'm always amazed how he doesn't get sacked.
He knows how to not get hit.
I guess not, man. That amazes me because, like, everybody else that plays like him has, like, 20 sacks already. And it's just it amazes me. Like, Lamar Jackson has 20 sacks already. You know what I mean? Patrick Mahomes has 10.
Wow.
You know, his, like, sack percentage is, like, 3.2. It's, like, crazy. It's, like, a Tom Brady sack percentage, and he's a scrambler. That makes him get any sets. Those are 80 cents. All right, so Patrick Mahomes, he is number nine. So, you know, he can rise. He can rise up top five at any point. Okay, number eight. Who do you think number eight is, Chris? Who do you think? Where are you going?
I'm going to say Josh Allen.
Nope, not Josh Allen. Jared Goff. Jared Goff is eight.
Oh,
Jared Goff is the
Jared would have been a little higher.
No, Jared Goff, he's at 6.81. I mean, that's because he's low IPAs this year, man. These IPAs are – what is happening to the NFL? This is crazy. This is, like, really the first time I've actually looked at passing stats like this. What is happening right now? But Jared Goff has a YPA 7.4. I mean, he averages about 270 yards a game. He doesn't throw the ball that much. It's just weird. It's just interesting. But he has a pretty high yards. I mean, he gets sacked a little bit there, too. He's got about 15 sacks. About 5% sack percentage, but you know, his passer rating is not over 96 either. But he's at 6.81. I think he's playing well. I think Goff is still Jared Goff, though. I think if you get a lot of pressure on him, just kind of like what the Raiders were doing, the Raiders got a lot of pressure this past game. And they kind of got him off his game where he's throwing pick sixes and keeping the Raiders a terrible Raiders team in the game.
St. Brown turned his head to go upfield as Jared threw.
The pressure got him out of the pocket, man. The pressure got him out of the pocket. So
yeah, but it's literally just the wide receiver turned his head as he threw it. Like, there's nothing you can do about that.
I just think I'm gonna keep it real with you, Chris. I think they're a little shaky on offense. A little more shakier than okay, because I think against the Bucks, because I watched them on film before this game. I had to go to the Panthers game to kind of give Raiders fans an idea of how this game was going to look, because the Bucks and the Ravens really shut these guys down. I mean, the Lions ended up winning that game because the Lions on the other side of the ball beat the Bucks, but they couldn't do it against the Ravens. And one of the things is, like, it's the pressure. You get pressure on Goff. He doesn't pick up blitzes very well, and you can blitz him. I feel like that Lions team, and this is going to sound crazy, but they are a – finish 9-18 and don't make it barely win this division team.
No.
I'm telling you, just watch it. Watch out, Chris.
They're winning at least 10.
Okay, but they look like. But it looks like I feel like they're a team that's going to limp into the playoffs, because I'm just telling you, because the Raiders kind of shut them down too. The Ravens shut them down, and the Bucks did. I mean, let's say the Raiders could play offense at all. Let's do a scenario. The Raiders can score 20 points in the game, okay? That's a totally different game. The Raiders might actually win the game if they could play offense. And I think that – I know who the Lions play this week. I don't know. I'm going to look. But I just think that it is very interesting how they look on offense.
Bye week. They're on a bye.
It's this a bye week. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they can fix that or something, but I'm just saying, Chris, they strike me as, oh my God, the Lions are 7-2. Yay. And then this ruined it all for fans.
Oh, wow. You think they would rattle off like seven losses like that? Wow, Mark.
Something. It's the writings on the wall. They went to Baltimore and got their asses kicked. And then yes, the Bucks. And a lot of it is because, you know, Dan Montgomery, he's banged up. They're able to run the ball on the Raiders, but who can't? So
the Packers can't.
The Packers can't. I don't know what that was.
Packers about. Cannot run the ball against the Raiders.
that was weird. But that's my thing. It's like I just have a feeling just watching them. I don't know, man. I don't know. When they start playing some better teams, maybe they might lose a couple division games. Like they might lose. It's just some they're things that are
any
out
more
there.
Division games. They're not losing any more division games.
You don't think your Packers can steal one? So that's the thing. Like they could. It's division games are always division games.
They'd have to win in Detroit. Only person that wins in Detroit is Aaron Rodgers on Hail Marys. He struggled. Aaron Rodgers struggled going to Detroit. So it's
that's why the Detroit Lions lose because it's this doubt. Rodgers lost to Detroit, and then the Packers go in there and beat them like 17-14. I
wouldn't be mad. I'd be really excited about that.
That offense has not looked impressive for 3 weeks in a row. I mean, they cracked the Raiders eventually, but 3 weeks in a row, they have not been super impressive. And I think we're starting to get to the second half of the season where teams can figure you out and they're going to might start struggling a little bit. I just see it. I might be wrong. That's my prediction. I watched the film and I was really thinking when I was watching the film, getting ready for the preview. I was like, this team isn't that good, really. Like, are they? I mean, they'll probably beat the Raiders, but they're not a 13-4 team.
I don't think they're a 13-4 team.
Yeah, they could maybe sneak to, that's what I'm saying, like sneak to 11-6 or 10-7. But yeah, I wouldn't be like absolutely terrified of them. In my opinion. All right. So next guy, number seven. Who we got? Number seven. Exactly. Number seven is Justin Herbert.
Okay.
Justin Herbert is number seven. And I think this has to be his highest adjusted net yards per attempt of his career.
I think you're right.
.90. I mean, this is a great spot for Justin. Justin is he looked really good before he broke his finger. He was playing really well. I mean, the Vikings game was played really well. Titans game. I mean, the first game against the Dolphins, he was playing at a high level. Then he broke his finger, and then he sucked for 2 weeks. And then this past week, I guess the finger is healed a little bit, and he played pretty well again. So I think Herbert's
playing with it.
Yeah, he's learned how to play with it, and also the Bears are absolutely terrible. So I mean, that played a big part into it, but. I think Herbert is brand consistent. He's becoming a consistent quarterback. I'm still not with the top five thing. I think he's going to be seven for his career. I still think he's a seven guy.
Okay.
And that's where he is. And that's how I had him rated this year. No, I had top five this year by default, but I think he's a seven.
I'm not going to fight you on that.
Herbert is.
Dude's got to show up a little bit more in some bigger games.
Yeah, but, you know, I think they got to get more. I mean, the playoffs last year, he had that terrible red zone throw. I don't know what the hell that was. That was just kind of shows him in the playoffs.
I need some hashtag we'll see out of him.
Yeah, man. So Herbert, I think, he's over 100 rating. His success rate isn't good, but he has 13 touchdowns. Only four interceptions, 68% completion percentage. So, I mean, he's
some good playing pretty
damn well. Yeah, some good core numbers. I know we're not giving you guys EPA over here, but, you know, we give you some, some QBR. All right. So, Justin Herbert is seven, right? I mean, he still has a losing record. He always finds a way. I mean, he's always finds a way to have a losing record.
He's got some work to do.
Yeah. But, all right, let's go to the next guy. So the next guy who is, who I think has a chance to win MVP.
Well, six, that's one. Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. MVP's here. Yeah. Yeah, it is Lamar Jackson.
I only see his numbers getting better.
Lamar Jackson.
I think he's starting to find a groove.
Lamar Jackson, he is at 6.91. So, he barely beat out Herbert for number six. But I think he can win MVP because I think he's still running the ball well. He's at 70% completion percentage this year. And they're passing.
Did you see that throw where he had to kick his leg out? How insane was that? Dude felt his tackle start to cleat his left calf as he's stepping into this throw. And he has got the mind and the ability to realize that if he keeps his foot in the ground, he's going to get rolled up on and it could cause a serious injury. So he kicked his leg in the middle of the throw. His left leg, he kicked like he was a Rockette. And he made that throw still. That is wild. That was absolutely
And it was
wild.
On the money, bro. Don't forget that. Oh, it was on the money. Like, awesome. Jimmy.
It crazy. Was awesome.
Crazy, crazy. His game against the Bengals was he chopped them up, man. He chopped them up in that game so much that the Bengals stopped caring that he was running. And they started playing like cover five and stuff like that. Like, you're playing cover five against Lamar Jackson, and then you started running all over them in the second half. You ran for like 50 yards in the second half. Mm-hmm. That's how dangerous he is right at this point, because you gotta be like, you gotta pick one. At this point, I'm like, you can run, bro. Like,
Lamar's the guy that he's gonna shoot up the board.
Bro, yeah, I feel like he might win MVP again. I think there's a chance. I really feel like because we're gonna get to the number one guy pretty soon, but I feel like the media is not gonna let the number one guy win it. So, I really feel like Lamar Jackson has a chance to do this. For real, I really feel like that it might be his, and I think the Ravens are going to be there at the end of the year, especially if they beat the Bengals again. Everybody loves Joe Burrow, so if he beats the Bengals twice and all those things, yeah, I feel like I don't know when they play the Bengals again, but I'm pretty sure it's late in the year. Yeah. And if he wins that game, seals the division, beats the Steelers twice, you know, they lost the Steelers. Oh yeah, they lost like 10-8.
Oh, it's always like
or something like crap, guys. like 17-10. Or something.
It's always inside 3 points, always.
Yeah, man, it was
ugly, as usual.
Yeah, ugly games, man.
But I think Lamar's on the rise.
Lamar Jackson has a shot, bro. He has a shot to win a MVP. I think there's a chance. There's a chance. All right, man. Top five, guys. We're in the top five.
Number five.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen's number five here. Josh is Mr. Which guy's going to show up?
There's no in between. Yeah, there's
who
no
showed
in between.
Up?
There's no in between with that guy.
is it the second best quarterback in the league showed up, or is it the guy from Wyoming? It's literally that's how his games go. Last week the number two quarterback showed up. The previous week against previous 2 weeks actually. We got Wyoming Josh, and then the 2 weeks before that, the 2 weeks before that, we got number two Josh, and then week one, we got we had Wyoming Josh. So it's so up and down, and I don't think they're playing as good as defense as they were before in previous years. They're still playing pretty good defense, but it's just not as consistent. So
agreed.
They're still keeping them in games and stuff like that, but it's just not like the. And I could be wrong. Somebody probably like, oh, this is PBA, whatever.
He is literally the reason that they lose or the reason that they win. There's no in between.
Yeah.
Zero.
So that's what I'm saying. This Bengals game is going to be really big for them. So it's going to be a big, big test this week. But you know, just Josh is Josh, man. He's either unstoppable or he stops himself. I mean, that's really how he has become as a quarterback.
Correct.
Either he stops himself or he's unstoppable. And and that's really how he is at this point. But he's gonna be there at the end of the year. I mean, I think he still has a rating over 100, even with 8 interceptions. So even though he leads the league in interceptions, he still has a rating over 100 because he has 17 touchdowns and he has a 71% completion percentage this year. So
71.
Yeah, 71%. I think he leads the league, bro. Actually, let me check this out. I think he leads the league. Yeah, he leads the league, dog. And completion percentage. So that's what I'm saying. These games, he's either like completing every pass or he's throwing throwing 3 interceptions. It's literally that's what happens. There's no in between. He's unstoppable or he stops himself. That is Josh Allen, and he might win MVP this year too. I think there's a chance that he could win it because if the Bills get hot and they end the year and he leads league completion percentage rating over 100, high adjusted net yards per attempt is over 7, and he's top 5 there. He could win MVP.
Hey, he's in a good spot.
It's a 3-way race for me right now. We'll get to the other guy. But I'm Jackson Allen and the other guy here in a second, but we'll get to him.
Okay? Yeah.
All right, so we got a surprise here at 4. I'm going to see if you guess this. We got a surprise at 4. Who is it?
At 4.
Who is it, Chris? At 4. Who is
Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy.
No. You're close. You're not going to get this.
Tell me.
CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud.
The kid is having he's having a rookie year.
Yeah, I mean this
he's is having like, a rookie year.
He is playing damn well. He only has one interception. That's what it is. He only has one interception all year.
Good.
He makes good decisions, you know. And when I watch him on film, I think it's not. I don't think it's as impressive as this number because I think you know he doesn't take a lot of sacks and he doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. But you know his I think his completion percentage is kind of in the lower realm for you know I don't want to quote his average depth of target. I'll probably just look it up while I'm talking about this. But his completion percentage is a little low for me, 60%. For the way he plays football, because he's not like a downfield attacker guy. Sure. I mean, he has some dimes he's been putting out there on film, and I think he understands the offense and he knows where to go to the football. But I think at times, like I don't know if it's like throwaways, it's just like it's like bad throw, and then like awesome throw, and then good check down decision, good intensity. Like it's like I can tell he's like a great leader and a great huddle guy and has lots of intangibles that is, I really can't see. Right. Just because
the way he plays, very Jalen Hurts.
Very that similar, those intangibles are there. And that's why he's going to be super successful in the NFL at this point. And I mean, it's already kind of taking its course. So, I mean, he's already prove that he's gonna be a damn good NFL player. We don't know if he's ever gonna be he's playing top 5 football according to adjusted net yards per attempt. But that's a surprise for me. I was not expecting to see him there. I mean, that's for a rookie through 9 games, or 9 weeks, have a adjusted net yards per attempt. Yeah. And that's that high, right? Plus, the Texans are 3-4. Like,
yeah, it's not.
They
it's
can
not,
like.
It's not great football, but it's not. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, because they're expecting people. Oh, they'll be high again. Like, no, he's gonna be he's having picking 14 at least probably. The way he's playing and the way they play defense.
Yep, yeah, that's a great decision that they made there. D'Amico Ryans as the head coach. Great decision.
Yeah. Well, his average of target is pretty good. It's 8.6. He just struggles under pressure like he did in college, I see. Yeah.
That's he's really good. That's he's really good.
Blitz, goddamn.
I like him there at four. I do. I like him there at four. Hit me with three now.
I hit you with three. Okay, three is Kirko, who's got hurt.
Oh, torn Achilles, done for the year. Putting together one of his better, one of his typical seasons.
I think he's playing. He's playing really well. I thought
He's not blowing it in prime time like he has.
Just this year, they can't run the ball at all this year. So I mean, they got one of the worst run games of football.
Yeah, yeah. They traded for Dobbs. Dobbs is gonna be back on the field for him. It's been a lot of fun as a Justin Jefferson owner this fantasy football season.
It's over. Yeah, I mean, because Kirk was Justin Jefferson left. He went straight to Jordan Addison, and started playing really well.
He's got, I think, one more week on the IR, and then he's back, and now it's Dobbs.
Yeah, that was
bad. That's going to be really interesting. It's going to be really interesting. How good is Kurt? How good is he? Or is it Addison and Justin Jefferson and the way that that offense is set up? We're going to find out here with a man that has played his way through the NFL. Now coming in to be the starting quarterback.
I think Cousins played pretty well last year, probably some of his best film last season. And I think it carried over to this year in Kevin O'Connell's office. I think it's Kevin O'Connell. I think Kevin O'Connell kind of believing in him. I mean, that makes it big. You know, Mike Zimmer hated him. He hated Kirk Cousins with a passion. He hated
That's
Kirk.
Very true. That's
so very true. Did not like Kirk Cousins at all. And I think that made a big difference. But you know, Kirk's going to San Francisco now, so I hope we all know that.
You be careful. You be careful. I know you're going to stick to that narrative there, and I'll allow it. Just be careful.
Because he had a remember the tryout game, bro. Remember the tryout game he had?
Oh my god!
Threw for what? He was 35 for 45. 380 yards against the Niners. He's like, look at me, Kyle. Come get me, bro. You want to go to the Super Bowl? I'm right here. I'm right here, Kyle.
Take it back to our Washington days. Let's go to the roots.
I'm right here, dog. Come get me. Let's do this. We can do it. You come get me, man. I'm going to run your offense. You know, I'm not Brock Purdy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to run what you want to run and hit it on time. You know what I mean?
Go to number two.
Which is a great transition because Brock Purdy is number two.
Number two.
Number two is Brock Purdy, which, Brock, I'm sure this was a lot higher number before the last couple of weeks. I'm sure because he's at 8.23.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
His YPA is 9.1.
They got an efficient offense over there. Dude knows what he's looking at. He knows where he's throwing the ball. He figured it out.
Yeah. I think he's still playing pretty well. I just think that he is a gunslinger with a noodle arm. So when that mixes, earlier in the season, they were dropping the interceptions, and now they're catching them. Because one play, I know Shanahan got pissed against the Vikings. He threw across his body. Bro, you can't throw across your body. Josh Allen can throw across his body. Patrick Mahomes can throw across his body. Justin Herbert can. He doesn't even do it, but he could if he really wanted to. You can't do that, bro. You can't throw across your body. It's like Mac Jones tried to do it a couple games ago. Mac Jones, you can't do that, bro. I don't care what these other guys, you see these other guys doing, you can't throw. You don't see Joe Burrow throw across his body. You want to know why? Because he knows he can't throw across his body. Only you have to be a freak to do that, because you're not supposed to as a quarterback. That's outlawed.
You're not supposed to.
It's outlawed. You don't throw across your body. But if you're Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, yes, you guys can. You can't, Brock. No, Brock, you can't. You gotta, if you're rolling out, it's gotta be on your side. You can't turn around and see a guy and no. It's gonna get picked. So that's his problem. He's a gunslinger with a noodle arm.
Probably doesn't help that he got his head bashed in the other day. So
that didn't help either, but I mean, they still weren't that efficient. And against the Bengals, I mean, he was he was fine. So I don't want to. He was fine against the Bengals. He threw a bunch of picks. And that's basically it, because he tries to fit in the tight windows. He just like anticipate the tight windows and stuff. Like he's a big, like, bro, you don't have a big arm, dog. Like you just can't do these things, man. It's basically like a guy who doesn't know himself. That's kind of what I feel like a little bit.
Okay.
With him, and then number one.
Yeah. Just get it out of the way.
You know who it is.
Yeah, other guy who's in the best possible offense for
Jimmy Garoppolo 2.0. Jimmy Garoppolo with swag. And Tua. You know, Tua
Tagovailoa.
Now, to be fair to Tua, I'll say, yeah, I'm gonna be fair to Tua here. He runs this offense. He runs Mike McDaniel's offense. Terrific.
Yes, he does.
Runs it fantastic.
Could not agree with you more.
I think he's learned to anticipate Tyreek Hill so he doesn't throw it so late where Tyreek Hill's waiting for the football. He's gotten a lot better at hitting Tyreek Hill.
It's literally every week. It happens every week.
It happens like every week. I mean, Chris, it used to be like 3 times a week. Now it happens once a week. There's growth. Okay.
I'll give a little credit.
The rest of the time, they're just in stride. He's getting better at it. He's gotten better with Tyreek Hill. He's in him in stride a lot more. I mean, he anticipates the hell out of a dig and a post route and whatever the hell's those things. You know, you just got to get him off you got to get him off that first read. I think that's what happens. You get pressure on him. You get him on the first read. I think that's when he kind of gets messed up, especially when they try to hit those RPOs type of things and you get ready for him. But like this week, they added an adjustment to the RPO they always run. They always run this RPO. It's a slant, wheel, and then flat. And they basically just like run like a college football team.
Live off it.
Yeah, right. And he goes, you go to the flat. I'm going to the wheel. You go to the wheel. But this week against the Patriots, they made the slant a post route. And Jalen Waddle was wide open. So, I mean, he has a genius for offensive coordinator. And he has genius for offensive coordinator, and he's running the offense.
Talent around him, got Tyreek Hill,
Jalen Waddle. He's got great talent around him. Great running game. I mean, they're going to be at the end of be a playoff team. We're going to see if they can beat the Bills. That's the big test. I mean, Bills don't play good in Miami though, so that'll be an interesting game to see. Well, yeah, that team has swagger. They have the swagger of the coach. You know, they got Christian Wilkins and all those guys. Tua, I just don't think they're going to give it to him. I don't think they're going to give it to him. Even because, to be honest, they're probably going to be like a 13-4 team, and he's going to have the best numbers in the league. He's going to have probably the most touchdowns. He's going to have – because I think he does right now. He has the most touchdowns. Yeah, he leads the league in touchdowns. Right, he is first in yards. He is number one in passer rating, and he's number one in adjusted yards per attempt with 8.41. Right, and there's only like 31 quarterbacks that finished a year over 8. I mean, he did last year too, to be fair, but I just don't think they're gonna give it to him.
I agree.
They're gonna do the same thing that everybody else does. Is like it's not him. He has Tyreek Hill. He has Jalen Waddle. I just don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair to say that because he didn't. Just because he has a damn good GM, it's not his fault.
How's it his fault? He's got to go to the Super Bowl. That's the only way that he'll win the MVP.
But it's a regular season award.
Doesn't matter.
And they vote. They vote after the regular season. They can't wait to the Super Bowl. They got to vote. I'm just saying, like, if Lamar Jackson wins, if Lamar Jackson goes 13-4 and keeps the same numbers, or Josh Allen does, or Josh Allen beats him late in the season.
Yeah.
It
won't be too.
I don't know if they're going to give it to him. I think he should deserve it, to be honest. I think he does. I think he deserves it.
You know what'll happen?
What?
Tyreek's gonna get to 2,000. And he wins the MVP.
They're not gonna get wide receiver. See, would they do that?
If he puts up those kind of numbers though, he gets
them. I don't know. Yeah, I mean it's possible.
They would give it to Tyreek over Tua. If it comes down to Tyreek or Tua, it's Tyreek every time.
I'll be messed up. But I'm with you. I don't think they're going to give it to him. I just don't think so. They need to give it to him, bro. They're not.
So your top three is Tua, Allen, and Lamar.
Jackson.
Mm-hmm. I love the Lamar, and I'm being forced to put Tua in there, and then I would rather have Patrick come out of nowhere.
Yeah. He's always the default. He's the default guy.
Yep.
Here comes Patrick. To ruin it for everybody. They got the Dolphins. See, that's all it takes. They got the Dolphins this week in Germany.
It's the Germany game.
Yeah.
Who you got winning that?
You got the Dolphins. I'm going to go Chiefs. I think the Chiefs find a way to stop them. I think they play damn good defense over there. Because even this game against the Broncos, they're still in the game. It's just the offense couldn't get it done. And Patrick Mahomes had the flu. So yeah. I think they bounce back and just have a good game. That's what I believe. I think that's going to happen. Yeah. How many yards did Tariq get?
He's doing some work, dude.
He is at 1,014 already. Wow. Good hit at 2,000, huh? God damn. Interesting. Damn, Raheem Mostert has 10 touchdowns already? God damn. We have 4 in that Broncos game, I guess. Yeah, it's the running game, too.
What's the kid's name? Archain's out? Isn't that his name?
Yeah. So. He averages 12 yards a carry, bro.
That's insane. That's absolutely, absolutely insane.
That is nuts, Doug. Wow. Wow.
That was wild.
That was a lot of yards for carry, Doug. That's a lot. I ain't gonna lie. All right, so other games to talk about. I mean, I like the Chiefs.
We're keeping an eye on. That's bright and early because it's in Germany.
I'm taking 2.5 on that one. I'm taking the 2.5.
The Dolphins are getting 2.5, or the Chiefs are getting 2.5.
Chiefs.
Chiefs are getting 2.5. Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm with you on that. I'll take the points and with 2.5.
Okay.
Bills and who did we say they were playing? The Bills are playing. I forgot.
Oh, Bengals.
Bengals. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Bills and Bengals. Bengals are favored in this one.
Are they at home?
Yeah. But -2.5, so.
Oh, they're not getting the full 3. I will take the Bengals to win by 3.
Cool. Okay. So
they will cover, sir.
This is an interesting game for me. It's an interesting game. I think the Bills. We just don't know which Bills team we get that week. Right? But, you know, the Bills, I guess they are still playing pretty good defense. That's what I'm talking about, I guess. They still got up 17 points a game, so they're playing pretty good. I think the Bengals might get some picks on Allen. They lead the league in interceptions, so they're second. They got 10 interceptions. So this is going to be an interesting game.
Yes, it is. Where are you going?
I'm going Bills. I'm going to go Bills.
Going Bills. Okay.
And since it's +2.5, I would take the money line. You might as well just take the money line.
You're taking money line Bills.
Yeah. Yeah, because you might as well. Wow. It's +2.5. I say take the money line. If it's like that, I say take the money line.
If you're going to get points, you're not going to take them?
What's it? 2.5, man?
It's still
you're still going to lose by 2? No, I'm taking the money line. The money line is not that. I think the should have win, bro. I'm going to take the win. To me, like, it doesn't say like a 1.5 or anything. Like, I'm thinking a money line if the other team's.
Yeah,
that's just how I do. All right. So, other one, Eagles Cowboys. Eagles are -3, which that's
are they at fair. Home? Are they in Dallas?
Yeah, they're home. They're home.
Oh, I'll take Philly all day.
They are home.
I'll take Philly. You all
take
day.
Philly minus. Yeah, I'll take Philly all day too.
I have zero
Dallas is,
faith.
Not at home.
There's zero totally faith in the Cowboys. Zero faith in the Cowboys. I'd rather have Jalen over
Dak.
And then last one we're focusing on is.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that one. I'll take Hurts over to Zach at this point.
Oh, you're taking him too, huh?
Yeah, right. All right.
We're on the Eagles. And the last focus is the Bird game, Ravens versus Seattle.
Yes.
Seattle just got this one is at the defensive tackle position.
Who they get? Leonard Williams, right? Williams. Oh, yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Big so, trade. Big trade there. There are -5.5 Ravens. The Ravens are heavily favored in this game. That's a big favor.
They're at home, right? West Coast team to the East Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, point. I'm taking the Ravens.
Yeah. I'm gonna take the Seahawks.
Geno's not been the same Geno.
Yeah, he's been a little inconsistent. I'll give you that.
You're still gonna take him +5.5, huh?
I'm gonna take him +5.5. I think the Seahawks playing better defense. I think they're gonna slow him down enough. I think they're gonna slow him down enough and stay in the game. That's what I think. I'm gonna take the +5.5 for the Seahawks on that one. So yeah, guys, those are our games. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We've been over gone for like a month, but we're back, guys. We're back. You're back. So follow us on Twitter at ALPA_QB1. I'll probably do a quarterback of the week too this week. So we'll be back officially.
Oh, we're really going to be back.
And then also, you know, follow us on Twitter at the Mark John NFL for me at King Manelos. And there's also Instagram, ALPA_QB1. Right. It's always the same there. And of course, Facebook, a little pocket awareness. And of course, hit the subscribe button, guys. Right. And hit the download button on Spotify. We're out here. We're doing it. And then let us know what you guys think of our MVP list. And who do you think is going to win? So we're out of here. Peace.